Hi. Thanks so much. It is time for the good stuff, right, Mike?
That's right. I've got another idiot sighting for you, so stay tuned for that coming up a little later on.
And
right now,
I'm going to talk about a conspiracy.
Oh, I like those.
You do?
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out things at visitvalentine.com. Come into Valentine and check out one of the great museums that we have right here in Valentine, the Cherry County Historical Society or Centennial Hall. They'll be open for the season just a little bit longer. So make sure you get down here and check that out. And you can find all the other things to do while you're here at visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, they're the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades, a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight, a team of unmatched journalists and experts working tirelessly to ensure you're receiving accurate, timely information. Tri-State Livestock News, it's available every week. Subscribe by going online to tsln.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim has a conspiracy theory for us.
I do. It's a conspiracy against aging. And guess what?
What?
We're all aging.
That we are, yes.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you are aging. Have you noticed that stairs are getting steeper? Groceries are heavier and everything is further away. Yesterday, I walked to the corner and I was dumbfounded to discover how long our street had become. And you know, people are less considerate now. Especially the young ones. They speak in whispers all the time. If you ask them to speak up, they just keep repeating themselves, endlessly mouthing the same silent message until they're red in the face. What do they think I am? A lip reader? I also think they are much younger than I was at the same age. On the other hand, people my own age are so much older than I am. I ran into an old friend the other day, and she has aged so much that she didn't even recognize me.
Wow.
I got to thinking about the poor dear while I was combing my hair this morning, and in doing so, I glanced at my own reflection. Well, really now, even mirrors are not made the way they used to be. Another thing, everyone drives so fast. You're risking life and limb if you happen to pull onto the freeway in front of them. All I can say is their brakes must wear out awfully fast, the way I see them screech and swerve in my rearview mirror. Clothing manufacturers are less civilized these days. Why else would they start labeling a size 10 or 12 dress as an 18 or a 20? Do they think no one notices that these things no longer fit around the waist, hips, thighs, and bosom? The people who make bathroom scales are pulling the same prank, but in reverse. Do they think I actually believe the number I see on that dial? Ha! I would never let myself weigh that much. Just who do these people think they're fooling? I'd like to call up someone in authority to report what's going on. But the telephone company is in on the conspiracy too. They've printed the phone books in such small type that no one could ever find a number in here. All I can do is pass along this warning. We are under attack. Unless something drastic happens, pretty soon everyone will have to suffer these awful indignities. Author? Unknown.
Well, I had a couple of idiot sightings I featured earlier on a program, so I have a couple more of those for you today. My daughter and I went through the McDonald's takeout window, and I gave the clerk a $5 bill. Our total was $4.25. So I also handed her a quarter. She said, "You gave me too much money." I said, "Yes, I know, but this way you can just give me a dollar bill back." She sighed and went to get the manager, who asked me to repeat my request. I did so, and he handed me back the quarter and said, "We're sorry, but we could not do that kind of a thing." The clerk then proceeded to give me back $1.75 in change.
Oh, no.
Do not confuse the clerks at McDonald's. One more of those quickly. I live in a semi-rural area. We recently had a new neighbor call the local township administrative office to request the removal of the deer crossing sign on our road. The reason? Too many deer are being hit by cars out there. I don't think this is a good place for them to be crossing anymore. From Kingman, Kansas.
Oh, well, I know that's not Goodland, Kansas. KLOE 7:30 a.m. It's nobody close to them that said that, I'm absolutely sure. Don't worry about criticism, Dale Carnegie says. Remember that unjust criticism is often a disguised compliment. Just do the very best you can. Analyze your own mistakes and criticize yourself.
And that's the good stuff.